We are continuing our shulim on Etz Chaim. We are still in Drush Yigun V'Yosher, Anaf Beis. Before we start, we're actually going to go back a few lines. We're actually going to do a Leshem before we start. The Leshem is, obviously, Leshem Shabo V'Achloma in Bi'urim. And it's going to be an Ois Lamed Vav. Very important. Leshem over here is just an extra bio on what we've been learning so far.
This is his Drush Yigun V'Yosher, yeah?
Yeah. This is his Bi'urim on the Drush Yigun V'Yosher, yeah. So he says as follows, the Leshem on Ois, in Bi'urim, Ois Lamed Vav. Omnam. V'tchila lo yotzu eses fils der igul ze toch se. Now, always the beginning of the few words, always the Loshem of the Arizal. And then it continues, V'arka b'tochei igulim nimshach der yoshe kitziu odom. So the Arizal is explaining how the igulim were in the Mokom Ponoi, and then all of a sudden these three kavim come inside of this Mokom Ponoi. And he says as follows, this is the lesson speaking.
What do you mean suddenly?
Excuse me?
What do you mean suddenly?
So after the igulim started, and then protruding from there, the gimel kavim. He's going to explain.
B'das. B'das.
Yeah, of course. V'emuvahu meloshon ze v'chein b'kol devor v'le'el ki b'tchila yatzu kol igulim achkach yatzu yosher. So the question is, what came first? Really, that's really good. The shot over here. Does the igulim start before the Yosha, the Kava Yosha, or is it vice versa? But it's much more from this Loshon the Arizal that the Igulim started first, and that, then after the Yosha started. V'cheinul kamen ba'anav gimel ba'anav dalet. He's going to repeat this type of mahalach. O'mefarsha shegam ke behedya shekol ha'eses sfiros the Igulim hem yotzu b'tchila. So it seems to be Mufurish over there in the Arizal and over here. Anav Gimel, Anav Dalet, the Igulim were formed first, and then the Yosher came afterwards.
You mean Igul in order to create Yosher?
I didn't say that. I mean, it wasn't because of the Igulim, therefore the Yosher came about, but rather the Igulim were formed first, and then the Yosher was formed second. Ve'achikach sheyotzuhem. So first of all, the Igulim, and then the Yosha again. Omnam, he says. Hine lekaman b'shadush abia perek dalit. Amar sham ki me'o hamakif da Yosha shu b'chinas levushim hine me'orosam v'myushurusem shuseihem nase v'yotzu kol ha'igulim.
What does Mishurusim mean?
Oh, I'll tell you a minute. V'im kein, hari'u kimuvo lehefer. Ki metchilo yotzo yosher v'achikar igulim. V'ayim sham b'divrei ha'shemesh lemaran shalom sharabi, which is the Rashash Zatzal, shinishal b'zeh b'tzalchiyon. So the Rashash HaSekasha, he says that in the drushim of Drushi Abia, which is in Perek Dalet over there, it seems to be mashma that from the Yosher came about the Igulim. Now we have to understand what does he mean over here, but the makiv the Yosher doesn't mean the Igulim, but rather even in the Yosher you have miniature Igulims, but they're not the actual Igulim that we're speaking about. But that's not the point. The point is that the Yosher over here is that produces, if anything, you ask me the opposite. Does the Igulim produce the Yosher? If anything, over there in Drush Abia seems to be saying the opposite, that from the Yosher, which came first, then you have the Igulim coming out second. Okay? So that is a question, it's a steer on the Arizal. So the Rav Sharabi, which is the Rashash, Blaib Tzalchian, and we're going to find the Leshem answers. Now, we always heard that from many, and also from the Rav Yaakov Hillel Shlita, that he told me that every time the Rashash Blaib Tzalchim doesn't mean that he did not necessarily have the answer. But rather, it was a form, because we'll see all the Shemeshes, all the Hagos of Shemesh during the Etz Chaim, came out all of them of Blaib Tzalchim. Right? So he's not here just to ask questions, but rather
that could mean to him.
What?
That could mean to him.
Yeah, okay, but the oilam seems to be taking that it's not Tzarchin. I mean, the Mekabel from the Rebbe, rather it was before, it was in the form of, I want you to me'oru you a kasha. I want to me'oru you a ha'ora, but I will not give you an answer.
I mean, they don't give an answer.
Excuse me?
They don't give an answer.
They did not give an answer. The Rashash did not give an answer, but he was just pushing the Talmid. Not that he did not know the answer. Of course he knew the answer, but rather that he was just pushing the Talmid to search a bit further and to learn a bit further. Because if you look at it, the reason why that is based on, just on a tangent over here, that if you see the writings of the Rashash and how deep he was, we don't know anybody that's deeper than the Rashash. The how intricate and how illuish his writings are. They're very, very difficult. And you see his Talmidim that came after him, which is the Toras Chacham, which is impossible to understand what he's talking about, the Toras Chacham. And the Gedolim came after that, the Talmidim and Talmidim. And everybody's Meshaber, the Rashash, as being the, you know, the Baal HaKavona, Kiviyachol, right? It's hard to understand why these questions are being answered by everybody but the Rashash. You know? So, you know, everybody but the Rashash are answering these questions, but that's very difficult. And he blabs Tzarchin and it came out of every piece of the Yitzchai.
He was an honor from the
other way. Not an honor, that's not the point. The point is he felt the tachlis to push the Talmid to learn. For him, it was claw, and you see the clarity of his compendium called the Now Shalom. And the Chovos are now that he puts everything in a little box, the entire Etz Chaim in a little box, and the way he quotes left and right and center, and how he systemizes everything in perfect kavanas, you know, and that's tremendously difficult to do. Because we don't know where the Arizal is coming from. He's going, there's no Seder Kamat in these Sforim that we're reading, you know, the Pri Etz Chaim, the Shah Kavanas, and Adam and Yoshe, and Kilas Yaakov, and all these Sforim, and the Shemone Sha'arim, and hard to understand where we're going with this sometimes. It's very, very mismatched. A little bit here, a little bit abachina, 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 abachina. To have the godless to see the entire thing, put it all together and say, you know what? This is what we have to machab in the Shema Yisrael. That's a tremendous feat. That's very, very bold to say that I understand that to the point that I can put down a piece of paper all the shameless akadoshim. And I can tell you for Fados that you have to mechaven on these shamans and this will be pulled, this, you know, and this is the way, this is the kavana of the Zohar, which is the kavana of the Amshe Knesset Gdoilu, when they wrote their Pirush, or when they wrote the Shmoneh Esrei, you know, to go that far, you have to have a bailus on this limud. Okay? So that's why when you come out with these apparent steers in the Arizal, like we were saying, which came first, the Agulim or the Yosha, Tzorchim, it's hard to understand why the Arizal, why the Rashash would not give a pushed answer for this. If anybody else can give an answer, I can give an answer to that. Right? So to say that about Tzorchim that he didn't know is a bit far-fetched. Seeing there's an Eloi, and Eloim can make up things if they really want, and make it stem. Okay, so I think I made my point. Why people are saying that the Rashash would own Saint Tzarchia on a way to push the Talmidim to learn a bit further, but he didn't feel that it was any tzol to answer these because probably felt it very quite straightforward.
He had no masur to give a definitive pshat.
What do you mean? He has no masor. He's the Baal Kavana here. What do you mean? Masor. He had masor ad the soul. That means the Kavana. The way we look at this is that we have all this theory called the Etz Chaim. We have the Zohar. We have before that. We have the Sefer Yetzira, Sefer Bahir. All these, you know, the Rishonim, whatever they attributed to Adam Rishon, some of the Abba Mabino, right? All that coming down and Sefer Hecholos. And all that down to the Zohar came way later on. And then we have all the Kitva Riza explaining the Zohar. And then we have the Kavanas. And then we have what's called the Sidur Hashash, which puts everything into place for us. Okay? If he didn't have a Masorah to do that, then who has a Masorah to do that?
No, that was the one word.
Tremendous amount of bias.
That's what I meant. What I meant was, is that when he says, Masorahin, yeah, it could be, okay, you, if you like, stay in front of Anton. I think he meant was, is that I haven't been told yet how to see this. Or, is that Bemis I know, just I want you to try and work it out yourself.
That's what I told you. It's the second one, because we never find the the Rishash quoting anybody except for the Rav Chaim Vital. So it's not like nobody told me. There's nobody there to tell them. I don't remember anybody.
So Rav Chaim Vital could not have Rav Chaim Vital may not have had Masorah.
No. You could be right on some cases. It could be. There are some cases where Rav Chaim Vital says himself he's Masubar. Alright, the Rishash is not going to be clever than Rav Chaim Vital. Even though there is one place where he seems to be arguing with Rav Chaim Vital, but the Shadi Dabalevsky says, no, it doesn't. It can't be, you know. But otherwise, the push-up chance, like we've been saying over here, like we've been told, that it's Tzorchin doesn't actually mean Tzorchin. But our company will find the Rashash, the Leshem will answer the question of the Rashash. And he says as follows. Aga inin bezit. Okay, that was Aga. Aga, says the Rashash, that inin bezit. Then, the command of Gimel, Amar kia igulim hembris nefesh. Okay, later on we'll see a very interesting thing, that there's two things we're speaking about, very simply. We're talking about Igulim and Yosha. Now, a little bit of a question which came first, but one thing's for sure, the Arizal tells us, that the Igulim are Begeder Nefesh. Remember, we're talking about Neranchi, as we know. Neranchi means we're talking about the lowest level called Nefesh. And then above that you have what? You have Ruach, right? And above that you have a Neshama. And above that you have what? You have Chaya, which is called the Makiv Rishon. And then above that, much higher, you have the Makiv Sheni, which is called Yechida. So that's called Neranchi, starting from the top, from the bottom up. Nefesh, one, Shama, Chaya, Yechida. Okay? So the lowest level are compared to the, which is Nefesh, is compared to the Igulim. And then he says that the V'achikach, Kishin is Gad V'nasi Ish, sorry, missed out a line. The Yosheh b'chinas ruach, and the Yosheh which comes either before or after the Igulim, which is considered to be the ruach. So that indicates to us that the ruach is higher. That means the kav is on a higher b'china than nefesh than the Igulim. Yeah, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
no. The Igulim are connected. The Arizal tells us a given. The what? The Igulim are connected nefesh, which is a lower b'china. And the Yosha is keneged a ruach, which is a high bechina. Okay, good. So far, we know which one is more heilig. We don't know still. We still don't know which one came first, though. But let's follow through the logic here. So he says as follows. Let's repeat it again. Achein bezeh deine the kamana anav gimel amaki ayugulim hu bechinas nefesh vayosha hu bechinas ruach vased the mitzius kol apartzuf.
Now, the growth
of the katnusa. Sorry? A katnusa. A partzuf is like, imagine a partzuf is like a child. A partzuf is like a child, you start from the katnus age, and then you go to gadnus. You understand that? Okay, very good. So therefore, katnus refers to nefesh, which is a lower level. Right? No, you don't have to be a genius to understand this, right? Ve'achikar kishinis gadel ve'nase ish. That means referring to the parts. The part that grows like a person. Nikne ve'bechines ruach. Makes sense, right? He starts from katnus and goes to gadlus. He starts from nefesh, goes to ruach. Okay, it's all parallel. Imkein hare yotze shenase bekol oilam ubekol parts of the igulim shehem nefesh mitchila ve'kodem. Oh, so what do we see from here? The Leshem deduces from here that since the Arizal says mafulish that the Gulim are nefesh and the Yosha is the ruach, kum torois that we know the katnus comes before gadlus, which is nefesh before ruach. That means the Gulim must have came first before the Yosha. See that? Look at that raya that brings that. Very, very strong.
It's self-fulfilling, no?
Excuse me?
It's self-fulfilling.
Self-fulfilling. Fulfilling, what does that mean?
It means if you create the right hanochas, so everything comes true.
What do you mean creating another? These are klalim of the Arizal himself. He's telling you, nefesh is a katnus, and the ruach is a godless. Right?
Okay.
And we know that the way a person grows is from katnus godless.
Correct.
So that means the nefesh, which is keneged igulim, comes first.
Okay, that's the point.
Huh?
No. That nefesh is igulim.
And then you have ruach, which is godless. A person first grows from a small to a big. Yeah, it's very logical. Omnam, kasher is bonen al shorish mitziusam, the nefesh v'ruach, when you boil down the shorish, nefesh v'ruach, hine nodahu da ruach nivra, v'notzer mitchila kodem la nefesh. Now he's switching on us. He's telling us a tifa lomdus here now. Now it's not so posher, because when you really look into things, he says, we have to understand that every lower bechina comes from a higher bechina, right? Look at you. You come from your parents, l'moshel, right? Your parents are on a higher bechina, the wiser, the older, and all that. And from them comes you, which you are a lower bechina. You're a child. They're an adult. So you see, a higher bechina, that's my example, the higher bechina always gives over to a lower bechina. And we'll find that all through Etz Chaim, right? Abba v'Ima will give birth to Zav v'Nukva, and Zav v'Nukva will give birth to Yaakov and v'chul v'chul. Ki kol mitziusam denaranchi asher mimikoram harehem nimshochim mile'ela letata. Everything starts from the top to the bottom. Ki nehem atzma b'chinas de'eses sviras asher atzilusam hu mile'male mata. How do we know? For example, we know from the Naim de'ak. First came out the Keser, and then came out the Chokhmah. And then, you know, that's what we see, the higher Bechinas. Umehem atzmahem yechida, chaya, neshama, ruach, nefesh. That's how we see them, the higher Bechinas, then the lower Bechinas come out. Asher ikem itziyusam hu, milemala nata. Venase kol atartom rak mel elyon she'alav. And the tartom comes from the elyon, like a child is born from his parents. This is posh. We don't need any proofs for this. We know that ruach is keneged zam, and the nefesh is keneged malchus. Another parallel example is ruach is keneged yitzira. These are all clawing from the Arizal. And we know nefesh keneged asir. So we see that ruach is always placed on a higher bechina as opposed to nefesh. וידוע כסד השתל שלו של ספירות ופרצופים מעולמוס הוא מלמעלה למטה מתחיל אר חמפין ואחר כך אבא ואחר כך אמא ואחר כך זב ואחר כך מלכוס. So you see, you start from the beginning, עתיק, אריך, אבא ואמא, and then so on and so forth. וכן בעולמוס, same thing, עולם, first you have the עולם דקאבי צמצו ואחר כך אק ואחר כך אקודים ואחר כך הצילוס ואחר כך בריא ואחר כך יציר ואחר כך עשייה. So you start from top and you start going downwards. Okay. Ki kol ha-tachton hu nishtalshel v'netzal v'nivra v'notze v'nase v'nimshach rak me'elyon she'al gabav. So always the lower bechina will come from a higher bechina.
What does that mean?
Excuse me?
What does that mean?
I told you, the easiest mashal to understand in our world is that parents give birth to children. Okay? That means they're on a higher bechina. They're smarter, they're more intellectual, they're stronger, the larger. Any bechina that you want, they are bigger,
why?
Better.
That's not mukhluk at all.
You have a child which is born, he has no intellect whatsoever.
Well, that age, yes.
That's what I'm saying, right? That's why he's born from a larger paltzuf, right? Za is born from an abba v'ima. Za, which is a much smaller paltzuf. Understand? Parents which are much larger, much more intellectual, much more experienced, as opposed to a child that's coming out,
Eino Doimet. Where's the switch over for a godly door who has Batish parents? When's your switch over?
We're talking when they're first born.
Oh, Marish.
Yes, what are we talking about? We're talking about the lower Bechina is born from a higher Bechina. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about that a lower Bechina can only come. The Shani is which comes first. is the higher bechina come first or the lower bechina comes first? That's the whole shaila. Igulim first, yosher first. That's the entire shaila here. So we say the lower bechina has to come from the bechina, from the higher bechina. You can't have a child in the world without the parents. The lower bechina, which is the child, must have been born from a higher bechina, from an earlier bechina, which is the Abba v'Ima. Abba v'Ima created first, and then Zah.
Are you saying? Okay,
that's the shali. You clear the shali. The shali is here.
The generalized question was way further up. I mean,
well, we're continuing on the same thought.
Well,
right?
I mean, so half the side has been sides.
No. It's right on the ball. The Leshem is always never goes off tangents. Never.
Okay, so fine. Let's put it like this. Chazanesh was the Chazanesh.
We're not talking about what he stags ois to be. We're not talking about that. We're talking
Are you saying that his parents, Bekoach or Befeh or whatever, had they could have been the same Chazanesh?
No! Or? I'm just saying the Chazanesh could not have been born before his parents.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought originally it meant.
That's what we're talking about, right?
That's what you're saying.
He's saying like this. He's saying that the lower Bechina has to become from a higher Bechina.
Well, yes, forget. Gufa, the parents were not in the same Madrigal, aren't they?
That's right, they were much higher.
No.
Much higher. The Chazanesh was a tiny born, he was a nothing, right? Until he shtagged ois, you know, when he was 20 or 30 years old, then he became the Golda Zohar. We're not talking about, we're talking about how did he come about? Who came from did the Yosha come first? Did the Yosha come first or the Igulim? Who came first, the Chazanesh or his parents? Whichever came first was a higher Bechina. Don't you understand that?
No.
The lower Bechina has to come from a higher Bechina. We find that all through the writings of Al-Rizal. That's the way it works.
I see, but that doesn't make sense.
But it doesn't make sense. I told you how a child is born.
Let me ask you a question. The Arizal. The Rosh Hashanah. Their parents were a bechina or low bechina to their child?
Parents are always a higher bechina. I don't care who is.
On one level, it's obvious.
Right, so that's what I'm talking about, on that level.
But it's nothing to do with who the mensch was.
What?
It's nothing to do with who they
exactly.
are.
Exactly, I'm not interested in the mensch. I'm not interested in what's more important. Because, for example, for us, Zah is much more important than Abba v'Ima. Even though Abba v'Ima are a much higher level in Patsufim, they're much, much higher. After we finish this world, we're going to be working in a higher consciousness, in a higher Patsufim called Abba v'Ima. Okay? But right now we're working in a lower Bechina called Zavinukva. Okay? But we're not in Klapenu, we're not interested in that. There's so Mufshat for Mimenu, we're not interested. For us, what's more interesting and more powerful and a much higher Bechina for us, Klapenu, is Zavinukva. Okay? Do you understand?
I think I'm too lost.
Okay, I have to go by it too, but just keep at least Chol Pachos, the Ikushad over here, what came first. Okay? Is the Igulim or the Yosha? And then you have to understand, says the Leshem, once we establish what came first, you have to know it's on a higher Bechina.
Sushovas has no Shazati.
What? We're not talking about Musa. We're not talking about a person who shtagged always became a higher than his parents. You're missing the point here.
No. Sushovas is that an early generation creates a source in a later generation to make something better.
They cannot be better by definition. It's called Yiridus Adoris.
Yeah, that and
okay. So they cannot be better. They can only be your Yiridus Adoris, right? Okay.
You do agree the Arizal or Shach or anybody else was a higher Madrigal than their parents?
No, that's not what he claims at all. They claimed that the
parents were
Mufshat.
The parents were
the Rav Vital as well, which was one. Godol Odol in Kabbalah in his time said he was nothing compared to his parents, his father. Okay, but that's not the point here. We're not talking about what he became. Understand? That's not the point. The point is who came first. That's the more important nekud over here. What came first? The igulim or yosha? The parents or the child? Okay, that's what I want to establish over here.
Which you're making the eagle here, the parent or the child?
What?
Who's the eagle?
I'm not going to spoil for you. We're going to see. That's good with the shayla. What came first? Did the igulim come from the yosha or the yosha come from the eagle? Okay?
Not really, no.
Okay. Vaita, you're going to have to read this over. I'm sorry, we're going to have to go Vaita.
Yeah, yeah,
and hopefully let's clear this up for you.
I just lost.
Okay. Vihine. Kein hu al derer zebinyano. I'm four lines down.
Yeah,
you got it?
Yeah.
Ki briyos ha-ruach ve-nefesh hem bi-yosher ve-ha-igulim briyosem u-mitziyosem bi-mekorem. Hine hu ha-ruach kodem le-nefesh. We know that the ruach is before the nefesh. These are given. For us, they're just names. It could be that if you told me nefesh before ruach, I'm happy with that as well. But the Ritza tells us that the ruach is created before the nefesh. Take it as a given. He called mitzias a nefesh nasiv and nimsha rak meruach. The nefesh will get its koach from the ruach. That means the nefesh is a child and the ruach are the parents. The nefesh, the child, gets its koach, gets his abilities, even though he can stagger and become much better. But it's not the point. The point is he starts off by getting all those koichas from a bechina which is before him. Okay? And not only does the nefesh come from the ruach, but it comes from the lowest part of the ruach. Because we know the igulim are connected nefesh, as the Rizal told us. That the igulim mekorem hu hinei hem nas v'nimshach rak me'ayosher. Because the gulim are nefesh and the yosh is a ruach. Umikatzetatam shebo kemoshi izbaya. Omnam. So therefore, he's established so far with this type of logic based on the Arizal's klolim that the igulim came after the yosher. But then he says, omnam yiridosam ba'olam when they come down. That's all in Kiviyoch and the Himmel, right? That's still in the end self. But when they come down, v'yiridatzins ba'olam u'be'partzuf shalehem, asher bishbilo netzlu v'nimtzu'u, hine yored bo nefesh kodem l'ruach, v'agulin kodem l'yosha. Look at the way he's spinning things for us. He says, enachanami, that even though I just proved to you that the gulim are nefesh. He didn't prove it. So the Arizal tells us the gulim are nefesh. And the yosher is ruach. And we know that the ruach must come from a higher bechina, which is called the ruach. That means the gulim must came after the yosher. But he says that's not true. Everything he said is 100% true. But the order is not that way when it comes to manifest itself. Coming out of the Ein Sof and into the Mokum Poneh, what's really happening is that the nefesh first comes and then the ruach. Okay, ki yesedeh gidul kol oilam v'kol ha'partzuf hu behefech shu rak milimata limala de'ayinu mi'ibo le'yinika mi'yinika le'katnus u'minikatnus le'gadus hu nefesh the ruach v'ruach le'neshama. So when it comes to grow, in this world, you have to do the opposite. You have to first start with a nefesh. You start as a child, as an evil. And then you grow. Then you become a yoinik from your mother. That's another 2 years old. And then you go to a godless, and then you grow. So you're starting the opposite. Nefesh, ruach, neshama. But that's not the world, that's not in creation. When he created the opposite way. He created first yechida, chaya, neshama, and then he created ruach, and then nefesh was created last. That means it was created from the ruach. But when it comes to manifest itself in this world, it's the opposite. It grows, it's mamish, oilam hofu reisi kilo, right? When you grow in this world, you grow the opposite. You grow first the nefesh, and then the ruach, and the neshama. Isn't that beautiful? This is yesoid shiv yesoid over here. Vohu lehefech misedem itziosam mimikoram bimikoram. So it's not a stira. When they are created, it's mile'ela letate. When they manifest themselves in this world, it's mile'tate le'ela. It's gavaltik. והטעם בזה ביארנו בספר כלולים. This is what he said, he wrote a different ספר called ספר כלולים. ואם כן הרי ניחא בזה קושיא נעלא, for this we answer the תרץ, the answer the kasha, which came first, the גולים which are כנגד נפש, did they come before the yosha which is connected to the ruach, or was it the opposite way? Ki ma shekotzav harav kam sheigulim yotzu mitchila v'achkar ha-yosha, that what we spoke about, the igulim came first and then the yosha, hakavana hu al hispashtus ha-igulim, that's when it already manifests itself here. When it manifests itself, first the igulim come out, and then the yosha sheh b'chol oylam v'oylam gufu hu mispashtim sham. Ki b'zeh hine nichnas b'tchila igulim, shua nefesh, first the nefesh is first, like a child goes for nefesh first, mikodem, la'ayoshe shua ruach. O mashe kotsu v'arav v'moko machem b'kol metzias igulim hu, hine hem nimshoch v'nase rak me'me'or, or makiv the yosha mishurav. Ah, we saw early on that he said that the igulim come from the yosha. That's not a steer v'chlau. That's from the Makor. That's when they were created. The Gulim, when they were created from a higher Bechina, from the Yosha. Ki b'zeh poshtu tusha Yosha hu, ahua hu netza metchila, v'kodam ha'igulim hu ha'nefesh. That's when the netza, that's when they're created. Ki kol mitzius ha'nefesh hu naseh v'nimshal rak me'aruach. But in all the command, later on, view all the volume is the Ein Sham. Okay, so that's close. So he's making a gewaltic chiluk over here, a gewaltic stira, which came first, the igulim or the yosher, the igulim which is connected to the nefesh, and the yosher connected to the ruach, or vice versa. The answer, both. Both is true. One's talking about the creation, that means the ruach came first and then the nefesh, and one's talking about he spashed us into this world, or into the mokum ponoi, first the Igulim, and then the Yosha. Now he's going to go on to ask a further question, but we're not going to go into that. I prefer to go on and write to the Etzchayim. But he's going to go very complicated exactly, ask a further steel, but it's Kedai Ma'or, it's a long shtickle, to continue on your own to see the rest of this, okay? But we're going to stop here for now. So let's now do the Etzchayim back in Aleph Beis. Okay, so, okay, so let's pull out the Etz Chaim over here. Now we're going to start with the Etz Chaim. Excuse me, again, Shah Aleph Anav Beis. In the words, V'hine inyan ze nizbar b'anav ze. Okay, so those who don't have found the places, I would say maybe it's 20 lines before where it says Medula Tinyona Hagdama. So that's over the page. That's like around 20 lines, would you say? Before it says Medula Tinyona. Okay. Least, so let's start.
Least.
What?
At least
20, 30 lines? Okay. Now, listen. V'hine. Inyan ze, shenizbar ba'anav ze, er kol ha'olamas hem b'chinas, egulim, ze betor ze, Kiglidei b'tzolim. So the way, he's just repeating himself what he said beforehand, the way we view the mokum ponoi is like an onion. Glidei b'tzolim, like the layers of an onion, right? It's 360 degrees. Igulim, 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 igulim. V'hu b'chinas ichad, nirmaz b'china rishon, nirmaz b'zoa b'har b'mekoyim. This is what Zoa speaks about. V'prad parshas v'yikra, daftes v'yud, Ech afilo arikim, like the skies. When you look up, what do you see? You see this ball of light around. We call the skies. Va'arotzitz ki glidiat betzolim ze betoch ze. We see the atmospheres. He's referring to the different colors of the atmosphere, different levels of the atmosphere. When you look, you see light blue, dark blue, and then black. All these were a ball. You're looking, you don't know what the earth. The earth is a ball. And when you look at the sky surrounds the earth, doesn't it? Then you have different levels of atmosphere. That's what the Zohar is talking about. It's called the rekim v'arotzos k'glidei tzolim zivetol zir. V'chein b'parashas b'reishis, dav yutetz, v'zeh lashon. Kulo itztrich kudusha b'rucha l'nivri alma, b'hu, v'ittakena alma b'hu, v'kula mucha legav, it's the brains inside, v'kama klipim chafim lemocha, and there is klipim which are surrounding the moach. V'kol alma kigavna, and all the worlds are the exact same procedure. Chotem and nichtam, kula ihu da ligav min da, v'da ligav min da. Each one is within the other. One circle within another circle, which is the layers of the onion. Hari muach er kol olamas ze sovev leze veze sovev leze. So each world is within one the other. Look at these. Try to imagine as well as one cylinder within the other cylinder. Ve'avu pishem isham nir lehefer sheyose penimi hu moach v'chofef alav. So he's asking a stira. It's mashma from the Zohar. You have the stira, David? The Zohar seems to be saying that it's the opposite, actually. Whatever is around is more klipadik. That's mamash stira to what we said before, because we seem to be saying that the first eagle was Atik, the inside eagle was the Arich, and then Zav and Nukva. It all, the more panim you got into this onion, the smaller the igulim, the more the less intensity of awe. Remember, we said whatever is closest to the awe and sofim sovim, that is the more kodesh. But from the Zohar seems to be the opposite. Whatever is higher, the larger igulim seem to be a more klipadik. That's what he says. In kol zeh, there's no stira. Im tifkach eine sichla. If you open up your inner eye, tavim v'tire. Tavim v'tire, ki ma'amar zeh medubar medabe be'arkeinu, anachnu shochnei eretz ha'tachton asher b'yose korov eleinu hu nikra klipa hasoveves be'arkeinu el ha'moach asher lipnim mimenu v'hu galgel ha'sovev alav v'ach gach od galgel acher. Okay, so he's saying this follows. It depends your perspective. And this is where the Rav Yaakov Hillel explains what's much understood, is that it depends your vantage point. So when we look, when we're in the, what do you call this? Anachnu shochne eretz tachdona, we're the living beings on this lower world, the lowliest world. When we look more panemistic, as far as we see the Abish is all the way down there. That's the more panemistic. Anything exterior to that, closer to us, is more klipadik. It's more exterior. Whatever is further away from the end self is more in the arena of klipa, negativity. But then he says, "Omna b'chinas olamas atzman." But if you're looking in the vantage point of the olamas, enokach ela apenimi shebekulam, hu aklipa. The more penimi you are, that means if you're looking in the outside, inwards towards us, then you're saying the opposite, because you're looking at the advantage of the Ein Sof. And the advantage of the Ein Sof looking into our world, and then whatever's further away from the Ein Sof is going to be more klipa. That means we're going to be more klipa. So, shebikulam hua klipa, v'asove v'akulam hua moach. And the moach, which is going to be the nucleus, which is going to be the Ein Sof, everything around that, it's going to be klipa. And a person divides himself in various facets. There's levels and levels. אילין על אילין כולן חד גופה החינם אלמה ובענף. Also by the world it's exact, there's daggers, daggers, daggers and levels and levels and levels and clippers and clippers and clippers. ובענף דלת נבר אל כל הבחינס מצטיירים בציור אדם. And that everything is איך כל בחינה מצטרים בציוץ אודם. Everything is the בציוץ אודם. והם דה לגב מן דה, דה לגב מן דה. Everything is within everything else. And it gives an example. For example, עתיק לגב מן הערך. עתיק is more פנימי than ערך. ערך לגב מן אבא. ערך is going to be inside of אבא. אמא, ואבא ואמא, sorry, וערך רמפי לגב מן אבא ואמא. אבא מן לגב זעם, זעם תוך נוקפה. וכל מדרגה ושם עד אין סוף כל מדרגה ושם יובנית כפי אור נוסח אחר ושזה בחינה היועסם דה וגם דה דה מוחה דה קליפה. Whatever is more פנימי is going to be the מוח, whatever is exterior is going to be the קליפה. Now, I'm from Hitev, Harin, Nizbar, Inan, Shtei Bechinas, Yesh, Beyutzvios. Echa Bechinas, Egulim, Echa Bechinas, Yosher, Kemare, Adam. And that's the way it's done. So, he's coming to answer the question a few weeks ago. We asked this question, is that, what do we find in the steels in the Zohar? Some are talking about roundness, some are talking about going straight. The answer is the Zohar is reflecting back on this, on the creation of the world, which will use both bechinas, the Igulim v'yosha, which is considered to be the Nefesh and the Ruach, which is all one within the other, and depending on your perspective, one's going to be considered to be klipa, one be in the perspective of a moach, which is more panimi. Okay, with that we'll stop. Next time, Hashem, we'll be starting from Madura Tinyona, Hakdama. Okay, Hashem. Okay.